Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schkop. Chapter 14 of Sefer Yirmiyahu opens with a vivid description of a long-lasting drought that plagued the land of Judea. While there is no mention of the exact year, this was certainly not the first drought in Yirmiyahu's days, among which was a particularly harsh one shortly after Yoshiyahu's death, which is recounted later in this Sefer. Though the opening implies that the word of Hashem came to Yirmiyahu regarding the drought, we do not hear Hashem foretelling of a drought, nor foretelling of its aftermath. Malbim takes note of this and suggests that this chapter is focusing on Yirmiyahu's efforts to rally an Atzeret Tefillah, a massive public fast and religious revival, as was customary, and Hashem's refusal to accept the prayers of those assembled. Rabbi Yosef Kara points out that the introductory verse mentions a plurality of droughts. Asher haya dvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu al divrei habatzarot. Batzarot and Batzoret, implying that the events described occurred in the days of Tzidkiyahu, the last Judean king who was installed by the Babylonians just before the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. During Tzidkiyahu's reign, there were several consecutive years of little or no rain, leading to severe shortages of food and water, and the famine was exacerbated by the ensuing siege of Yerushalayim. Furthermore, the second verse makes specific mention of Yerushalayim because the people assembled there in sackcloth, pleading and praying for merciful rain. Judah mourns, her gates languish, they sit in black on the ground as Jerusalem's scream rises. The reservoirs and cisterns have run dry. The crops have failed. The hot sun has parched the soil and blackened the faces. Thirst and hunger have come to affect all segments of the population, as Yirmiyahu described in verses 3 and 4. Ve'adrehem shilchu tzi'irehem lamaim. Bau al gavim lo matzu maim. Shavu chlehem reikam, boshu vehichalmu vechafu rosham. Ba'avu ha'adama chata, ki lo haya geshem ba'aretz, boshu ikarim, chafu rosham. The nobles send their servants for water. They go to the cisterns but find no water. They bring back their empty vessels, dismayed and despairing, hanging their heads. The ground is cracked because there has been no rain in the land. The dismayed farmers hang their heads. Yirmiyahu observes how the wildlife is affected. Ki gam ayelet basade yalda, ve'azov ki lo haya deshe. Ufraim amdu al shfaim, she'afu ruach ketanim. Kalu enehem ki ein esef. Even the doe in the field deserts her newborn fawn because there is no grass. Wild donkeys stand on the barren heights, panting for air, howling like jackals. Their eyes fail for lack of food. Overcome by pity, the prophet makes his plea to Hashem to meet us. Harachamim. Im avoneinu anu vanu, Hashem aseh leman shemecha, ki rabu mishuvoteinu lecha chatanu. Even if our sins testify against us, do something, Hashem, for the sake of your name. For we have often backtracked. Oh, we have sinned against you. Radak notes that Yirmiyahu, like Moshe, includes himself in the confession of sin. bearing the burdens of his people like devoted leaders throughout the ages. Given that the land of Israel was affected by the drought, when its neighbors were not, the prophet surmises that the lack of rainwater is proof of sinfulness. He begs Hashem in verses 8-9. Mikvei Yisrael moshio be'et sara. Lama tiye kegir ba'aretz ukeoreach natal lanun. Lama tiye ki ish nidham kegibor lo yuchal lehoshia. Ve'ata bekirbenu Hashem, ushmecha aleinu nikra, al tanichenu. You who are the hope of Israel, you've been its savior in times of distress. Why are you like a stranger in the land, like an overnight traveler? Why are you like a man taken by surprise, like a warrior powerless to save? You are among us, Hashem, and we bear your name. Don't leave us. You will recall that Am Yisrael was forewarned that the promised land is unlike other countries. In the book of Dvarim, we were told, Ki ha'aretz asher ata bashama lerishta, lo ke'eretz Mitzrayim hu. אשר יצאתם משם, אשר תזרע את זרעך והשקיט ברגליך כגן הירק. והארץ אשר אתם עוברים שמה, לרשתה ארץ הרים ופקעות, למטר השמיים תשתה מים. For the land that you are entering to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and irrigated on foot like a vegetable garden. But the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks in the rain from the heavens. It is a land that is under constant scrutiny, as Moshe Rabbeinu warned them in Dvarim. Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh ota tamid, Einei Hashem Elokecha ba mireshit hashana, ועד אחרית השנה. This is a land which Hashem, your God, cares for. The eyes of Hashem, your God, are always on it, from the beginning of the year, even to the end of the year. We are reminded twice a day, והיה אם שמוע תשמעו אל מצוותי, אשר אנוכי מצווה אתכם היום לאהבה את השם אלוקיכם, ולעובדו בכל לבבכם ובכל נפשכם. ונתתי מטר ארצכם בעיתו, יורהו מלקוש, ואספת דגניך ותירושך ויצריך. If you will listen and obey to my commandments, to love Hashem your God, and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul, then I will give you the rain of your land in its time, the early rain and the late rain, and you shall then gather in your grain and your wine and your oil. Thus, annual rainfall, or the lack thereof, is an accurate gauge of the spiritual status of its inhabitants. So Yirmiyahu understands that the long-standing drought proves that his people have surely violated Hashem's commandments. God has noticed the moral and religious regression, as he indicates in our chapter, verse 10. Ko amar Hashem la'am hazeh, ken ahavu lanua, raglehem lo chasachu. והשם לא רצם, אתה יזכור אבונם ויפקוד חטותם. According to Rashi, this remark of Hashem to the Jewish people should be read sarcastically. This nation indeed loves to wander. They do not spare their feet. So Hashem will oblige them by forcing them to migrate for water and sustenance, as they had once wandered off in search of foreign allies and pagan superstitions. Hashem then turned his rebuke to Yirmiyahu in verses 11 and 12. אל תתפלל בעד העם הזה לטובה. כי יצומו, אינני שומע אל רינתם, וכי יעלו עולה ומנחה, אינני רוצם. כי בחרב וברעב ובדבר אנוכי מחלה אותם. Do not pray for the well-being of this people. Although they fast, I will not listen to their cry. Though they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Instead, I will destroy them with a sword, with famine, and with a plague. Nevertheless, Yirmiyahu advocates for the populace that has been so severely misled by its leaders. In verse 13, Va'omar, aha, Adoshem Elokim, הנה הנביאים אומרים להם, לא תראו חרב ורעב לא יהיה לכם, כי שלום אמת אתן לכם במקום הזה. The prophets keep telling them, you will not see the sword or suffer famine. Indeed, Hashem will give you lasting peace in this place. But Hashem interrupts Yirmiyahu. As he reports in verse 14, Then Hashem said to me, The prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I've not sent them or appointed them or spoken to them. They are prophesying to you false visions, divinations, idolatries, and the delusions of their own minds. And then Hashem condemns the false prognosticators and their eager fans in verses 15 and 16. Those same prophets will perish by sword and famine, and the people they are prophesying to will be thrown out into the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. There will be no one to bury them, their wives, their sons and their daughters. I will pour out on them the calamity they deserve. Hashem then sends Yirmiyahu to share the agony with the people. But instead, the prophet persists, offering even more passionate prayer and advocacy. Hama'os ma'asta et Yehuda? אם בציון גאלה נפשך, מדוע היכיתנו ואין לנו מרפא? קווה לשלום ואין טוב, ולעת מרפא, והנה באתה. ידענו השם רשענו, אבון אבותינו, כי חטאנו לך. אל תנעץ למען שמך, אל תנבל כיסא כבודך. זכור, אל תפר בריתך איתנו. Have you rejected Yehuda completely? Do you despise Zion? Why have you afflicted us so that we cannot be healed? We hoped for peace, but no good has come. For a time of healing, but there is only terror. We acknowledge our wickedness, Hashem, and the guilt of our forefathers. We have indeed sinned against you. But for the sake of your name, do not despise us. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember your covenant with us and do not break it. Yirmiyahu would not stop pleading for salvation of the innocents, the naive and the ignorant. Our sages taught, אפילו חרב חדה מונחת על צווארו של אדם, אל ימנע עצמו מן הרחמים. Even if the sharpened sword is already at his neck, a person should not refrain from pleading for mercy. Thank you for learning together. לעילוי נשמת ברברה אטלס, ברכה בת אברהם. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.